The integration of technology into higher educational institutions should no longer be viewed as a choice, but a necessity. Why is that?
Sure, Robin. Yeah. Look, I think we live in a fast-paced world. Students and businesses expect answers as soon as the question is asked. You know, the kids of today, once they see the little blue tick on WhatsApp, they expect an answer and they expect it now. I think this is, the world is moving fast and we need to keep up. We'll be left behind if we don't. Education institutions is a part of that student journey. We need to understand the reasons why students fail and know that before they fail. You know, if a student's complained about his dorm room 3 times to facilities, or he's asked for financial aid, or maybe missed the payment, and his marks starts trending down. Could this not have been rectified before it happened? If we know about it, if a lecturer has provided some negative feedback on surveys, do we ever look at the student's marks around this lecture? How's the lecturer's state of mind affecting the students? So if all this information resides in disparate systems, how can we make informed decisions and improve the quality of my education? Our aim should be to improve intake or uptake and reduce failures and dropouts of students. You know, we need to provide the kids of South Africa with a brighter future. So yes, I definitely believe it's necessary for South Africa. You know, if you want to push out more graduates and ultimately improve the life of our economy and grow the economy, you know, it's the future. So it's definitely a necessity.
Carl, what types of technologies are there available to help automate these processes? And you mentioned schools across South Africa would need this. How would we kind of implement them in the different kinds of socioeconomic parts of South Africa as well to ensure that everyone, the playing field is kind of leveled?
You know, everything's going online, you know, so at the moment we need to look at online education. Students can't always get to the universities. They can't always, you know, transportation's not always there, but we need these systems to understand who the people are, who the students are. If you don't understand your students, we don't understand where they are, what's their financial status, you don't understand what their academic status is, you can't make decisions. And specifically, if you look at rural, you know, online is becoming quite important. Registering students, you know, it shouldn't be a long process to get a student on. You know, it should be a quick, simple solution. The guy goes on, they can see what they want to do, they want to understand, they can see if they meet the minimum requirements. And next minute, someone should contact them, or communication should happen with that student. You know, everybody's got WhatsApp. You know, all these guys got WhatsApp. So I think it's critically important to take this down to, you know, rural areas. Get the guys in the townships and places where they don't have the education facilities as the big cities. Get them online, but understand who they are. You know, if you don't understand your student and you don't understand that he's had an issue with his dorm room, or he's had an issue with financials, or whatever the scenario might be, how can you actually improve his life? How can you provide him better education, even if it's online or in person? You know, so I think it's critically important that we look at that. We need to find solutions which allows for the rural guys to get in.
Carl, what do you think are some of the reasons that has been hindering uptake of these kind of solutions?
It definitely has to do with cost. A lot of the institutions look at these systems and they say, oh, it's one big solution. And look at the massive price, you know, but most of the institutions have these systems. They're just disparate systems. You know, they all this information sits in 5 different systems. None of these systems talk to each other. So if you look at the cost, for example, you know, it's very easy because it's 5 smaller little projects. You know, I can run this as an OPEX model rather than a CAPEX model. We need to understand what these costs are as well, you know. What is the cost of not having a central solution? What is the cost of employing hundreds of temporary staff members on intake because the system process is cumbersome? What is the cost of the lost revenue when a large percentage of my students fall out after year one? What is the cost of a credit note when finance needs to process a credit note because finance wasn't aware that a student transferred? You know, so yes, these systems, they do seem expensive. But if you break it down and you work out the cost, you know, this cost can be recouped after a year, you know, and a lot of institutions, like, I think Microsoft's definitely come to the party with regards to cost, where they provide quite a significant discount for education institutions in South Africa. So yes, I think cost is definitely an issue, but also, you know, legacy. People have been doing the same thing for years and years and years. And I think, unfortunately, goes now, it moves so fast. And it's very important for us to uptake this technology and understand our students.